flight cancellations in major hub cities like New York, like Philadelphia, like Washington, D.C. That affects travelers all over the country.
People are getting themselves rescheduled and rebooked faster through Twitter than they are through the airline's 1-800 numbers. So if you have any social media savvy whatsoever, I would suggest that you tweet your issue to your airline and they may be able to help you faster.
How about that? Social media, even when you're messed up because of a nasty storm. Hey, everybody, that's where we start this show, America Tonight. Kate Delaney, hoping you had a great weekend. And for those in the East, you were probably bracing for what could be the storm of your life. The front page of the New York Post says, shut down storm, state of emergency issued, transportation suspended. Yeah, that happened. 7 o'clock, Mayor Bloomberg said, we're done. That's it. No subways, nothing. Forget about it. Evacuations ordered across the board in advance of Hurricane Sandy, which could have winds of up to 95 miles an hour or worse. The New York Stock Exchange closed for the first time since 1985. So New York, like a ghost town. Other states taking this seriously as well because they're right there in the thick of things, too. You heard at the front of this, the idea is with 8,000 flights canceled, you do have to heed that advice and try to get on other flights if you're trying to make your way to the East Coast because it's going to be very, very tough to do that. But even other flights connected from flights originating from the East have affected airlines across the board because, you know, on Sunday, hundreds, thousands of flights were canceled because of the massive storm. So for at least 2 days, maybe 3 days, you have domestic flights and even international flights that are affected. The way air travel is now, where you're stopping somewhere, connecting somewhere, where did the flight come from? You could be across the country nowhere near this hurricane and absolutely have it touch your life in some way. I'll tell you, it's scary when you look at the pictures from, I was looking today at the pictures from space. Imagine that, the International Space Station. And then they shoot pictures and you see the images back. Oh, if you live in New York, you don't want to see the images back. It looks like something from the movies where New York is just wiped out and that's it. Like one of those movies about the end of the earth. That's what it looks like. Just one giant swirling cloud above the eastern part of the U.S. It's like it's just wiped out. And if you look at radar maps, there's no doubt it's nothing but ugly. Nothing but spots that you don't want to see. So to be sure, I don't think anybody can afford to take the storm lightly. You know, this isn't one of those where, well, maybe we'll ride it out. And I think people aren't taking it lightly. That's why their gas stations are closed down because there's no gas in some cases. And why Home Depot and other spots are out of things that people are looking for. Lumber, flashlights, batteries, all of that. Because people were running around over the weekend to make sure that they had all that to stock up on it. And it's just a good reminder for everybody else that, whoo, you never know when a storm can wreak havoc with your life. And speaking of wreaking havoc, that's what's happening with the presidential race as well because of this storm. The East Coast, you can hear in the background even, my poor dog is whining as he's worried about the weather, knowing we have family members back there. So that's how it goes. But we're talking about wreaking havoc on the presidential campaigns. Mitt Romney had to change his course, and instead of going to Virginia, which Virginia is one of those battleground states, 106 counties, he went to Ohio with Paul Ryan in campaign. Now, there are states that have early voting, and in Virginia, the early voting has to be in person. So the governor there is talking about trying to overcome whatever obstacles are necessary to make sure the voting takes place no matter what happens with the weather. And I think that that's wishful thinking, because who knows what's going to happen with these floods and power lines and, you know, workers from other states that work for other electric companies are headed back east to try to help out. We know what happened in Connecticut with Hurricane Irene. For a week, people didn't have power, sometimes 10 days. And this could be the same thing, that we're looking of up to a week. So if it were a week and the storm hits, we're talking about through the election for some people, if the power lines go down and it's just a matter of time when they can possibly get to your neighborhood to get the power restored. So a lot of people would be operating with this hanging over their heads, and that makes it such a struggle to get through your daily life. If your house isn't flooded but you don't have power and all the hotels are booked up and getting in and out of wherever it is you have to get in and out of is impossible, well, you know, you do the math. It doesn't all add up. You're going to have frayed nerves, and you're going to have people that are trying to figure it out, and they're figuring out their lives, or insurance adjusters coming because the tree fell in one direction and whatnot because of the winds. And that will also be a crazy time for people, too. Let's just hope that these horrible scenarios aren't going to be as widespread as it looks. I mean, right now, without a doubt, where they're saying this may be the biggest storm ever, that's pretty scary words to say. Think of hurricanes that have hit before. So this superstorm is moving slowly northeast. But once it completely makes its turn Sunday, which it has, and then Monday evening, it's what they're calling an extra tropical storm. So unlike what a normal hurricane is, it actually gets its power or its punch from the warm ocean. And so you mix that together, as it was explained to me, and then watching the Weather Channel, I saw this something similar to this too. The temperature contrast in the atmosphere is the thing that causes that. So it's not so much about the category. Is it a Cat 1? Is it a 2? It's just where it's going to make landfall. And landfall is New Jersey or Delaware they're talking about, and how awful this could be. The storm surge could end up in different areas. Boston and Philadelphia will probably get the worst storm conditions maybe Monday afternoon is what they're talking about. But a huge swath of folks in the eastern part of the United States, wherever it exactly hits or the wind speeds or any of that kind of stuff, they can expect to be scrambling. There's been minor flooding already in North Carolina's Outer Banks, and there's been evacuations all over the place. And once this storm in some areas merges with a wintry system from the west, that's when it becomes that superstorm. So what does it all mean? If you're in one of these areas and you've seen people scrambling all weekend and you've been scrambling, we want to hear from you. Throw in your two cents. Tell us what it's like. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 26, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1704. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1746.24, $873.12 for a half ounce, and $436.56 for a quarter ounce. $1746.24, $873.12, and $436.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Your big plans take a big hit because of Hurricane Sandy and everybody freaking out about the size of this storm, or at least what it's projected to be. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. At the tail end of the hour, what happened in the NFL? We'll take a look back. Did anybody nail the score this time around? Did we have any winners? The week was interesting, but I think I say that every single week. And it's just a quick reminder for all of you, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you want to have some fun, on our Thursday morning show, early morning show, in the third hour, we do this thing called Nail the Score. It's kind of like playing the lottery. You don't have to pony up your buck. You just have to call in after our supercomputer picks the game of the week. You tell us who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. And if you are correct, you, my friend, have nailed the score. And it's very, very hard to nail the score. Although we did have Dave in Vermont do it at the beginning of the season, the very first one out of the gate, which is shocking because that never, ever, ever happens. And the last winner was, before that, was Chris in Connecticut. So you may be the next name that we put on our little plaque, and you win the America Tonight bragging rights and swag bag. You know, how about that? How cool would that be? All right, speaking of nailing it shut, has anyone nailed shut this election yet? Has anyone really locked this baby down? I'll tell you what, the people that I've talked to over the weekend, because this is all it's about, besides now Hurricane Sandy, the buzz in the backyard, I don't care what fence you're leaning over or where you're pumping gas and the conversation you have, or outside a church or outside of a bar or inside of a bar or wherever you might happen to be, it is on the election. And depending on who the person is that you're talking to, they're telling you, I think people have strong feelings now about how close it's going to be, but about who's going to win. So Romney had to cancel a bunch of events in a New Hampshire rally that I mentioned because he's worried about the hurricane for the people getting ready, realizing that that's got to be on everyone's mind, and the same thing with Virginia. And Romney, in some of the polls, is slightly ahead. In others, he's just a few points behind Obama. But there's no doubt it's neck and neck at this point. I don't care how you view the polls. However you look at any of the polls, I said this last week, you could stretch them from sea to sea, and what you would see is a close election. So Paul Ryan talked about, as he should have, and as many of the politicians are, as he was helping Ryan over the weekend in Ohio, he talked about the focus on the hurricane.
Today, when we get home, put in our prayers the people who are in the East Coast in the wake of this big storm that's coming. Let's not forget those fellow Americans of ours.
Exactly. Anybody who's smart, who's running for any office, whether it's governor, city council, anything that you can possibly imagine, a state office, whatever, the focus, especially on the East Coast, has to be over what's going to happen to the people in the Mid-Atlantic states and further above. That's why the transit system is completely out of whack, completely shut down, evacuations, all of that stuff, all the things that I've been mentioning are there because the system's been put in place to try to save lives, since you have no idea in looking at the possibilities, and every suburb's different, every block is different, everybody's situation is different where they are. The people are sandbagging in some areas, putting up as many sandbags as they can, trying to do an end round around what could possibly happen with the hurricane ahead of time, boarding up houses. A lot of people are boarding up houses because they don't want to see the storm whip through their house, frankly, and you know, and knock it down. We have seen this with other hurricanes, but this one's just a little bit different because of some of the other added elements, the potential elements to it. For goodness sake, they wouldn't shut down the New York Stock Exchange trading Monday down, potentially Tuesday down, and this is all ahead of the game. Getting supplies, bracing for what could possibly be states of emergency, from North Carolina, you know, to Connecticut. So, you know, we know what this is about. We've seen what happens when you get caught not paying attention to the weather. And this weather really has it lined up to just spin into complete chaos. You know, in the middle of this, Halloween is a big deal for little kids. It's a big deal at the schools. It's a big deal to go and trick-or-treat and get your costume for first-timers, for kids that are, you know, 6 and 7 and 8. And Halloween is like practically like a national holiday to some people. In the East, I would imagine that Halloween is not going to be Halloween. Who is trick-or-treating door-to-door if there are problems with flooding and power lines down and all that sort of stuff? And usually, from my recollection, usually you do it on Halloween. They have Halloween parties at the schools and stuff on Halloween Day. So I can imagine that probably less candy is going to get handed out. And more people, isn't that the worst? Darn it. They're going to get stuck with the candy, you know, trying to watch those waistlines. And if they're looking for something to eat, it's going to be that Snickers bar or the Hershey's Kisses or whatever it is they're giving away, because they're not going to get the amount of people come into the door because of the storm, unless they just happen to live in one of those areas that doesn't get hit very hard. But, boy, you look at the satellite photo, and you look at it from hour to hour, and it is not a favorable picture. The satellite photo doesn't lie. Unless it completely changes, there is no way to avoid this storm. It's just a question of where the person lives. Like I said, what kind of block you live in? Are you higher or are you lower if you're in a low-lying area? Does there tend to be floods and all of that? So with the death toll already jumping to 60 before we really feel it in the United States, other than North Carolina, they certainly have. Things are changing, and certainly the early voting is changing for some people, because who's going to go out and early vote in the beginning of this week if they're stuck worried about what's happening with their homes and worried about getting power up. That's the last thing on your agenda. You're not going to be worried about getting out there to go and vote. Maybe people will wait till Election Day. Could also have the opposite effect where you see on Election Day more people who would have early voted in some of those areas end up voting on Tuesday in, you know, Tuesday instead because they're stuck. They were going to do the early thing, but they were stuck because of the storm. Makes kind of sense, doesn't it? So we may see much higher numbers. Originally, I was thinking we'd be on track to hit 40% perhaps with early voting the way it was looking, but that could change, and it could end up being that November 6th becomes a much, 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 much bigger day. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to take a look at some odds and ends because there are certainly those, as I said, we don't want to only focus on the storm. If you are getting ready for the storm, you're laying in your bed, you're sweating it out, you're anxiety-ridden, call us. I want to hear what your neighborhood's doing. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But some strange things happened over the weekend that had nothing to do with getting ready for this storm, or not too much to do with the election either. One story does, but there's some other really, really crazy things that have happened over the weekend that include alligators in Long Island and a 90-year-old deciding this was the right time to exercise an important right. And then a sad story about Senator Marco Rubio, who many of you would know his name since he was mentioned heavily in the vice presidential list potential for Mitt Romney. And, of course, he is a big big guy in Florida since he was elected to the Senate. His name is, he's in the Republican Party, he's like a rising star. He's had the family tragedy that he's dealing with. So we'll talk about some odds and ends coming up in just a few minutes.
What happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That I was talking about. Before we get there on America Tonight, let me tell you about this story. This is our daily salute. I love these kind of stories. How about this 50-year-old New Hampshire woman who suffered no fools, especially one trying to slam her as breaking into her house? The woman who had the walker was Candace Neal, and she told a New Hampshire newspaper that she needed a walker to get around her house because she had, you know, debilitating back problems, and she had surgery for an infection in one of her feet. So this masked guy with a knife burst into her house on Sunday afternoon, charging at her, and she looked up and he was running at her. So she decided to get up. And she started to swing the walker around and slammed him on the head, just kept slamming him over the head with it and trying to hit the knife. The robber got away with a purse, and that was all, though. Didn't get away with anything else because she had other things that money in a cash safe that he could have gotten and some other things that she had in the house. So just the purse, which had her ID and a few other things.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
I have my walker. Get away from me. It just goes to show you, hell hath no fury like a woman who is armed with anything if you think you're going to take her stuff. I mean, good for this woman that she didn't cower and she just tried to fight him off, and it worked for her. I'm suppose that somebody who does self-defense would tell me, well, that's crazy because she could have put herself in more danger, but she was enough of a pest and in his face with slamming the walker around that he ran out of there, that he just got out of there as fast as he could. So that's a daily salute. She tried to defend herself, and she did it. So good for her. That's a good thing. All right, this is a really crazy, sad story about Senator Rubio, I mentioned this, his daughter in an accident, a 12-year-old daughter, and you think about this, she's in a golf cart, and the golf cart, it sounds like the golf cart collided with another golf cart, so she was in the one cart that tumbled over. They had to airlift her from that accident to a Miami Children's Hospital. When they're airlifting you, it's pretty serious, without a doubt. And he was, Rubio was off campaigning with Romney at two Florida rallies and was going to go to a third before he was made aware of what happened. So they got him out of there. And apparently she's in fair condition after the crazy accident. It was at some community where they were driving around, and she was just a passenger in the golf cart, and the cart rolled, and she had a concussion, and I guess she's doing better. But, you know, it's interesting, the golf cart thing. I think of just even playing golf. I saw one time in front of me a similar thing, although nobody was airlifted or hurt to that extent, luckily, where another cart was coming and wasn't paying attention, and one intersected with the other one and just flipped it over. It was the craziest thing. And the people rolled out of the cart, actually. One, the cart was almost on top of the person, but they were lucky the way they landed compared to, I think, what obviously has happened here, because that's got to be an awful scare to get that. You're out there campaigning, and then suddenly there's a tap on your shoulder. But the good news is that she's in fair condition now after that, boy, after that freak accident, because certainly it could have been worse. There are people that have absolutely died when they've been hit in the wrong area in some of those carts, and depending on the way they land. All right, the other big story, certainly for odds and ends, has to be this. Thousands of people were at San Francisco City Hall to celebrate the Giants. Yes, the San Francisco Giants beat the Detroit Tigers 4-3 to sweep the World Series. They won their second title in three seasons. Wow. Three seasons. And there were some new faces on this team and some great stories that of some of the players that were there. Barry Zito, who couldn't do it with Oakland and ends up with this Giants team and ends up now with a World Series. And there are others, Brandon Crawford, the kid who grew up with parents who were lifelong Giants fans. He ends up playing for the team, working his way up, and he's part of this winning San Francisco Giants club. The Detroit Tigers did what they could, actually even making it much, much more close in the last game, where they were at a 3-3 tie, and in the 10th inning, that's when it was all over. Sergio Romo struck out the side in the 10th for his third save, and that was all she wrote. The Giants ran out of the dugout and the bullpen to celebrate, you know, how they do, if you don't know baseball, between the mound and second base. And of the 24 teams to take 3-0 series leads, 21, this is a cool fact, 21 have swept, 3-1 in five games. So they add their name to the sweepers category with this huge World Series for them. And for some of the people, like I said, on the team, there's always those stories, though. And there are many more stories, I think, for San Francisco and, sadly, for Detroit, for some of the players on that team that didn't win it this time around. Part of the reason was the bats were cold. The Prince Fielder, for example, was hitless in four at-bats, and he was terrible in the series. 1-for-14 in the World Series. That just doesn't get it done when you're the big guy. 1-for-25 against right-handers in the postseason. Detroit lost 7 straight postseason games. So rough, a 44-degree night, so the fans were bundled up and they didn't get to see what they were hoping to see. Instead, they saw a rout by the Giants. But it's an end to the series, so it fits into the category of odds and ends. And not the way they wanted it in Detroit, but certainly the way they would take it in San Francisco, even though some of the fans, I'm sure, would rather have been there watching instead of watching it on the tube. However, it's now it's about the parade, and they'll all turn out for the parade, I'm sure. All right, here's something that I mentioned, this 90-year-old Texan who went to the polls for the first time. Imagine that, being 90 years old and actually going to vote. Can you imagine the lifetime that this woman has seen? Celia O'Mara, they say, is someone who lived all over the world, spoke a couple languages, but she never had gone to the polls until Monday. She dressed up, was picked up. She voted in Houston. I love this story. She got a sticker, the I voted sticker, and started to bawl when she made her way to the car. I love this. I saw it on a couple of different networks. And she's someone who was born in Nicaragua and, earned her U.S. citizenship in the 60s. And she had really lived in a lot of different countries. And every time the presidential elections came around, she had to vote absentee. So it's the first time she got to vote in herself, to actually go to the polls. So I'd say that's a cool, odd, and end that she was able to go and do it in person for the first time after doing the absentee ballot thing. Like I said, think of what has seen in her lifetime, and now she gets so excited. And it's great to hear those stories about being pumped up to vote, because I always say this. You just don't realize how, and maybe we take it for granted as Americans, how cool it is to be able to go and vote and not have somebody tell you how you have to vote, not have elections that you see the ballot box that is completely stuffed and all that other nonsense. All right, this is a sad end to a crazy event, but about 100 teenagers had to be treated at a hospital. And a man landed a helicopter near a crowd, was arrested. There was a rave event at NASA Veterans Memorial Coliseum in New York. The event was called the Haunted Coliseum, and it was being put on as a big electronic dance music event. And it was supposed to feature a bunch of people, but it was shut down after about an hour. They got a bunch of 911 calls. Smashed people, and they were, besides being smashed, they were doing all kinds of things. You had the guy that was trying to land the helicopter on the grass on the west side of the Coliseum. You had other people who were throwing things, and I guess just completely chaotic, crazy. It looked like a bunch of zombies from the way some of the neighbors were describing it, who had gone wild. These rave events, I thought we were done with the whole rave thing, but apparently we were not done with the rave, or at least they certainly weren't done with it in New York. They were going to have their Halloween no matter what. Because Halloween, I already mentioned this, is going to be probably far and few between on the East Coast, as Tuesday is going to be a day that some of the areas are going to be hit with the hurricane, and other areas may find themselves cleaning up or trying to have those floodwaters recede. We just don't know, because it's still kind of murky as to where it's all going to hit, but we know we're going to have high water to deal with. All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. Hang with us.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Roethlisberger from the shotgun takes, looking it over, pumps, going to run it up. No, throws it back in the end zone. Heath Miller, catch, touchdown. Boy, that's what Ben Roethlisberger does.
Takes the snap, settles at the 15, looking, finds the dart to the end zone, caught by Gronkowski, and it's a touchdown, New England, just like that. Gronkowski over 100 yards receiving with that 7-yard touchdown.
Pass step, going to sail it deep. Jones is there, caught, 20, 15. Touchdown, Atlanta! What a catch! 63 yards!
Richardson's tailback, they get to Richardson. He's cutting near side, 25, cut back. He's got more to the 20, he's to the 15, 10, 5! Touchdown, boy, do my ribs feel better!
Yes, they do.
John LeBow just pushed him up the field, and Richardson was gone! 26 yards and a touchdown!
Second and goal to go. Rodgers takes the snap, throw it to the side.
Extends his right hand. Place the name. Kick by Robbie. Hands off. It is gone. It is good as gold. And the Bears have rallied to beat the Panthers at Soldier Field. Bears 23. Carolina 22.
Well disguised by the Dolphins. And now the block. Blocked the punt. Loose in the end zone and recovered for a touchdown. Jimmy Wilson, it looks like, got the block. And recovering it for a score in the end zone for Miami is Olivier Vernon, and the Dolphins on the punt block and a touchdown to their lead.
Another week of football almost in the bag. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you, except for we have San Francisco and Arizona, and our nail-the-score game was the Monday night game. So the answer to the question, do we have a winner? No, because we don't have the game in the books yet. Another crazy week. Indiana beating Tennessee 19-13 in overtime. New England wiping out St. Louis 45-7. It was close in the beginning, but none of these games, it's 60 minutes. It's 60 minutes of football. The Jets crappy as usual. Miami really has their number. 30-9 was the final score there. Philadelphia just didn't even show up. Atlanta is hot Atlanta. Matty Ice was great. 30-17 the final score. And boy, anybody who has any fantasy players for Philadelphia better think twice. So very typical week, actually, in the NFL. You never know what's going to happen. A good reminder to all of you, you could be a winner just by participating in Nail the Score. It's in the wee hours on Thursday in our third hour. You get a chance to nail the score. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week, and then you call in and tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. And so maybe you'll get lucky, just like Dave in Vermont did. You may be our next winner. You never know. It's a lot of fun to do it, and we only do it for a couple segments, and you can also send in, for three segments, you can also send in your guess as long as you get it in by the top of the, or by the end of the hour, and that hour, and you're okay. So while that was going on, while we had football going on, we also had what I mentioned before, the Giants with their big win and their big sweep. And the other thing the world of sports has now been talking a lot about, and it's, I think, because we didn't talk about it for so long, sort of off and on. We did hear on this show, and I know there are people that talked about it, but the collapse of Lance Armstrong. I saw a couple of different features that were done on this. One was a sports feature, and one was a full-length, I'm going to say, documentary on the collapse of Lance Armstrong and people who had come forward before and talked about doping and said that they had seen him doping, and they were just all but destroyed by Armstrong and the people around Armstrong. So it becomes this question of the whole doping culture of racing and people, I guess, trying to protect their turf because Armstrong became such an idol, and he also increased the popularity of racing, where more people watched the Tour de France than had in the United States and were interested in biking and were buying bikes and helmets and all the equipment that went along with it. He made it exciting, and a lot of people paid even closer attention to the sport than perhaps normally would. So now it's a question of he's lost sponsorships on all of the sponsorships. There's people that are asking for money back. He's on the board of Livestrong, and has the 7 Tour de France titles taken away from him, and they're just not going to give anyone those titles, knowing how badly everybody else was doping as well. So now we have the question that keeps coming up. Well, if everybody else was doing it, and Lance Armstrong did it, that's what he had to do to compete, because that's what was happening in the sport. So of course the folks around him were trying to cover it up. And then anybody else who tried to come out against it, you would be tipping the apple cart over, and that's not the way that it was going in cycling. But there's some mixed messages there, I think, for sure. And we're going to have some people on to talk about that, to talk about the culture of, you know, what's acceptable in sports, and is that acceptable in other areas. And think about it. Think about the things that happen on Wall Street and the bankers that we whine about, saying, how can this be that we bail out the bankers? On this show in 2008, nobody wanted to bail out the bankers. Forget it. Now we see that you can't get a loan from any of these banks. So to make a kind of a crazy analogy, there are certain things that we'll put up with in one line of work, and yet we won't put up with it in another. As somebody put to me over the weekend, is it wrong that the world is coming down on the head of Lance Armstrong, or should they just back off? And I think that this has been such a long time coming that anybody who felt that they were victimized and told to shut up or were called names or whatever, they're definitely going to come forward after this. But how much does it matter to people in retrospect is, I think, the interesting part of that. And that's all part of sports, not just the scores that you heard and some of the exciting highlights, but it's now the other things that are involved in sports, like New Orleans, the whole bounty and bounty on people's heads and players that were suspended and a coach that doesn't get to play out the, who's not even here this season for the Saints. So there's an offshoot to what's tolerated in sports and what should be tolerated in sports, I think, and what shouldn't be tolerated in sports and what kind of society are we, I guess. It's like these elections, talking about clean elections and voter fraud and, you know, how badly do you want it? Are you willing to cheat to get it? And what does that mean when you cheat to get a win? It's kind of like golfing. I play with a couple of different people when I go out. And I play with some people that are such sticklers for everything. They wouldn't dare move a ball. They're like rules. They're rules to the wall, as though we were playing on the PGA Tour. And others that would take a shot over three different times and then tell you the score was three strokes less. So, and this is just in a hacker situation in a game of fun. So, you know, maybe we have stretched boundaries and rules to mean different things. And there are some things that we'll find acceptable with cheating and other things that we just absolutely can't tolerate. Anybody out there who is involved in the state of emergency in New York, D.C., Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, Connecticut, please send your stories. I want to hear what's happening in your area. You can send them to me at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. We're just in the beginning of this thing. We've got 11 million commuters who won't get their rides to New York. And, of course, federal offices are closed on Monday in D.C. Then there are classes that have been canceled for probably now, because it keeps on changing since more areas are involved, for at least 2 million students. And then you have crazy statements from like the Coast Guard saying Hurricane Sandy could be devastating, could bring the East Coast to a halt. Wow.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.